from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
11:05 Aggression Fourier rolling along here on this Tuesday. Got me thinking of UFC. This is whenever they're getting ready for the start of pay-per-views in-house, they have an unbelievable, like, montage music video that is set to this that runs for about, like, 4 minutes in the arena. There's nothing in sports to get you ready.
You ready to fight somebody?
Oh, it's awesome. It's just like now in the NFL. When you hear the music and the players come running out, and then there's an awesome anthem, and then they stand 5 yards away from each other for a banging kickoff. Oh, the excitement.
That took a sarcastic turn.
Seriously, though, like, here's the thunder of opening day. Let's all go out there and play patty cake on the kickoff. Oh, I just...
That's not always patty cake.
I hope they change it back. I really do. I don't like the fact that they're just, you know, hey, everybody, we're cranking it up. For those about to rock, here's the kick. And no one's running and there's no movement. And maybe there'll be a little bit of a return or whatever. It's just so... Like, you get jacked up for the beginning of the game and you're thinking about the opening kickoff and, here's a funny formation that looks like it should be in the XFL.
Do I now need to ask you if there's 5 things you like about football in general?
Oh, no. I love it. Christmas. Well, they are taking the physicality out of it. I mean, there is that, too.
Within 50 years, it's flag football. Accept it.
Do you love the new kickoff rule then, I guess? You're looking at me with scorn, but...
I just don't judge things based on the preseason.
So you're painting me as to being the bad guy or whatever.
I've learned the preseason is stupid. So I will wait till the regular season to see if
what the hell is going to be that different during the regular season on that rule.
I think there will be some trap blocks on kickoff returns.
And boy.
I'm interested to see how this plays out. Right now, it's a big, but it's the preseason. And over the years, I've just done too many of these where we've got 17,000 illegal contact calls. And then in week two, those are all gone because they were trying something and whatever. So I'm just going to wait to say I hate the kickoff rule till like week two. See what coaches do. See if anybody's creative.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to be noble guy and point out everybody else cracking
I
on
also
the rule now.
Think there may be some good returns and some big returns. You may see some Cordarrelle Patterson's streaking down the field.
I mean, like we used to even under the old rules.
Yeah, but they got rid of those. I mean, I'm old school. I was a freaking D3 wedge buster, so I'm all for it. The reason I can't remember names when I do nights with Rich Keefe and go, the receiver, the little guy, is because I was busting wedges back in the
day. With
in
Keith,
organized chaos.
Well, with Keith, they're all the same, the wide receivers. We know that.
True,
so.
He loves them all equally.
Yes, exactly. But they're all, his top 10 has 50.
This is 100%. 100%.
But he does own it.
I asked him when Josh Gordon actually was removed from the top 10. Like 10 years after he stopped being good, Keith finally removed him out of the top 10 receivers.
Like, does he have T.O. still in there at number 10 waiting?
Yes, that is. And he owns it. He admits to it.
He does.
I give him that.
He does own it.
Credit.
He's like, I love them all. He can't help himself.
Equally. Although it's weird that the Patriots put together a core that he doesn't really love anybody. Every team has great receivers that
do you yell at him too for not jumping in with all these wide receivers right away? He's the wide receiver guy. He should love them.
Because he doesn't have
his balls.
And the guy that he probably would want to be drawn toward, Javon Baker, has not been great this summer.
You know, Javon Baker looks like a much bigger project than maybe we once thought.
I think you're seeing, good and bad, why he was a fourth-round pick.
Agreed.
Because he has talent that probably should have been drafted higher, and then he has warts.
There's no consistency
that are lower.
There.
No consistency.
That's the real problem with me. And even,
there's an attitude issue, too.
I was going to say, and even in hearing some of the stuff coming out of practice, it's like, well, today, oh, he's on. Today, he's off.
He stops routes.
Yeah.
He has bad body language.
Mm-hmm.
He is running, I think, with the threes for coaching purposes, not just talent purposes. I think it's like, oh,
they
you
need
think
him.
You're something.
Right, we're
going to
put you against the threes and see if you can really get people
also
out of wheelchairs.
Also, you're not in great shape and maybe get your ass in shape by double repping you. Yeah, you were running with the twos. You're also going to run with the threes. So Javon Baker is an interesting one, but he would be the guy that I think Keith would want to like.
No,
we'll
I
just
think
see if he does. But you know how the first step towards Keith liking you?
What's
when
that?
The quarterback throws it 55 yards down the middle of the field and hits you in the hands, catch the damn ball.
Yeah, that would that help. People would get some confidence in that. I almost want to ask the people if they can come up with five things that they're excited about.
I think that's a great question. Five things you're excited about the Patriots.
You can't even come up with five.
Oh, I absolutely could. We'll do that in the 12 o'clock hour.
Yeah, yeah. Let me think of
them.
Give
me a little time.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Hey, Drake May.
Hey, I'll point the finger at you all the time, but damn it, don't ask me.
Drake May is one. And I'll give you another one in the 12 o'clock hour.
Sure. Sure. Elliot May. Elliot Wolf.
You started
is one
with
for
the
me.
Freaking executive vice.
Yep.
A guy who wears a tie and has a great title.
Yeah.
So you have nothing.
Well, you told me to give you five. That's one.
You're excited about the geeky guy at the microphone saying that the tackles are good.
I'm excited about the soon-to-be jacked-up kicker.
You don't even know if he won the job yet.
He won the job. They've already told
you're
us
you're excited about Joey Sly?
Yeah.
You're a Sly guy.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be a bombing team this year. So he's the guy that you can, Joey Sly's the guy you can grab in the last round of your fantasy draft and know he's going to give you good production.
He's not.
Because he's going to kick a ton of field goals this year.
I don't think he is. You got to get over the 50 to get a ton of field
goals.
This
will be the, being positive. And how do you correlate Drake May as one of your positives? And then, well, they're not going to get past the 50 very much.
Because we are in Chiefs Super Bowl against the Bucks. Remember how excited people were about incomplete passes in that Super Bowl? Because Patrick Mahomes was like, oh, that was a great throw. Incomplete, but it was a great throw. That's where we are. We learned that last Thursday night. We're in the land of appreciating incomplete passes that looked cool. That's where we are. And my guy, Drake May, will be doing that all year long.
Sure.
And I am positive about that.
Sure, you are. I'm positive that I'm wrong.
Well, I'm positive that I am going to love Drake May all year.
Better chance a win on opening day for the Patriots or give up 35 and lose?
I think it's 35. I think it's 100%. Now, this is an interesting question to me because there's some people that think, remember the old Mike Vanderjagt line, ripe for the picking? There are people that think the Bengals are ripe for the picking because Joe Burrow has this wrist thing he's coming back from that's a little weird and he can't throw on three consecutive days, blah, blah, blah. Ja'Marr Chase hasn't taken part in team activities. T. Higgins wants a new contract. Trey Hendrickson wants a new contract. There's this whole idea that the Bengals are ripe for the picking. Now, I'm not sure I buy into it because I think Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase can roll out of bed on whatever the hell the date is in September on that Sunday afternoon and kick the living crap out of you because they're that damn good.
And if Burrow is dinged up, he's going to be his healthiest week one. So you actually catch him at the worst time to get a good quarterback that might be hurting.
And they're going to target that with their buildup. Mm-hmm. If he can't throw 3 days in a row, I don't really care. I just need him to throw that day, opening day.
Correct.
Right? And remind people, as he said, that he's still one of the best quarterbacks in football. Don't forget about me. So, and I am not as sold, you know this, on the Patriots' defense being dominant, especially post-Judon, post-Barmore. Christian Gonzalez, I think, could be eye-openingly bad in that game. Because I think Christian Gonzalez, did you watch last Thursday night and happen to see that John Ross ran right by him? Now, Pickett missed him. That's part of the reason Pickett is a backup quarterback and not good. When Ja'Marr Chase runs right by Christian Gonzalez, I think Joe Burrow will probably hit him in stride and then be dancing in the end zone, and Christian Gonzalez will be like, that's bad rep by me.
By the way, John Ross, who just, I do believe, walked back in off of retirement.
Yeah, oh yeah. Bust of a first-round pick, retired John Ross, toasted your number one cornerback. So I think the Patriots' defense has something to prove, that they're going to be able to shut down good offenses. I think the Bengals are going to be a good offense. I think the Bengals, there's a better chance that they score 35 on opening day than the Patriots going to Cincinnati, a team that I'm predicting to win zero games and win their opener.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I think I don't know if it'll be the give up 35. Like, I don't know if it's going to be that bad.
Might not be.
But I'm totally expecting this thing to be tilted. And the first half, I think the Patriots against Cincy will, you know, it'll be the whole, well, we've been sitting on this, you know, we've been sitting on that. It'll be the, well, this is all the stuff we haven't shown in the preseason.
Josh Uche told us earlier
that Cincinnati,
DeMarcus Covington's got some aggressive stuff, all gas that he's ready to unleash.
Great. And you know what? And in the first half of that game, they will. And then here come the adjustments, or the better players take advantage of some of the opportunities you're going to give by being aggressive. And then you end up, you know, losing comfortably, let's say.
All right, guys, all gas.
But I'm with you. Even before the Barmore injury and all the Judon kerfluffle and all that stuff.
Good word.
I thought the defense would regress a little bit because, well, coaching number one, but also we're expecting everybody to come back and have the same level of production or even better for this group to be better. And this is where the old phrase of complimentary football. So we haven't heard it much ever since Mayo took over. But, I mean, we've heard a ton about collaboration.
Oh, boy.
But we haven't heard about complimentary football because, as we found out last year, what can be the best or the worst thing for a defense that can actually slow some people down, an inefficient or ineffective offense. Mm. And this year, I think it's a better chance than ever that we thought the defense was in some tricky spots last year. At least they had some field position to work with. This year, you got to be much more worried about the field position the defense would be working with if this offense is going to be a bunch of three and out or mistakes, or, you know, as we even saw in the preseason with kind of the pseudo ones in there, shooting yourself in the foot on first down and then you're in second and 15. We've seen that story for 2 years now. We don't need to see it for a third.
Plus, I would say this team could give up 35 points with the defense only giving up 21. I think there's a chance the offense could give up 14.
I totally
agree
with you.
Whether they're directly pick sixes or just
fumbles or whatever.
Stupidity, and all of a sudden the other team is 5 yards away from the end zone.
I also argue that a part of the reason that Drake May might not play that early is I think even now we're safely 4 weeks in, correct? Is that safe to say? When they started, was it July 23rd or something like that? We're 4 weeks in, and I don't know if there's 100% trust that the guy can deal with the snap under center. But again, it's not to crap
on... I don't know if I trust the center. The centers he works with stink.
Well, it's not to crap on the kid, but it's like, that's going to be a him thing because, and you mentioned it, when you're the starting quarterback, get comfortable with your hands under all their asses.
Mm-hmm.
So we can look at the center and say, well, they may not be great, but that's for the quarterback to manage, you know? Like, and that's one of, by the way, just real quick, that's one of the sneaky, underrated things about Tom Brady's career is, like, we hear about Manning and Jeff Saturday, right? And then it became Manning and Copen, right? So for that was, what, almost 15 years plus of Peyton Manning's career? It was those guys. And Brady, it was almost like dial-a-center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about all of the different guys. I mean, that guy won with Brian Stork and freaking Ryan Wendell as his center, for God's sakes.
That's true.
It's amazing.
And part of that could be because his rookie year, if you recall, not his rookie year, his first year
as
a starter.
His first year as a starter, yeah.
He had to deal with two different centers because Woody couldn't shotgun snap. So they would have to switch off. And so he was dealing right away with just a weirdness at the center position right out the gates in his career.
Now, again, I know Thomas Patrick Edward Patrick Brady, whatever, is the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But if that guy can play with all those centers and deal with the snap, then damn it, kid, get your hand under their asses and figure out how to handle that thing. Because the last thing the Patriots need is, oh, yeah, quick change turnover. Here we go. We're going to run a big handoff to Ramondre. And then, boom, you can't get the center quarterback exchange.
And it has happened a lot on the practice field.
And the other thing, too, is don't you think it becomes mental for the kid at some point? Meaning for Drake. The whole, we've had a lot of snap issues on the practice field. I know it's been more than just Drake May. I know Milton is struggling with it too, and the centers are a part of it. But I think for Drake May in particular, considering he didn't do much of that in college, it can really get into the head quick. And that's a real AVP call right there.
And the more things that are in his head, the worse it is for him to perform and the worse it is for the team.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the simple reality.
No, I agree. That's why I want him nowhere near this short game on Thursday night against the Jets. I heard Wiggy talking about it and stuff. He was like, oh, yeah, put him in there for the Jet game. I'm like, it's a short week. No.
Week five, Miami
I'm
at home.
I'm with you.
Buzz will be huge. Robert will be happy. Jonathan will be happy.
It's
home game, and now I guess Brady's doing the game.
It's either Miami or Houston, and oh my God, that's the other part
of it,
too.
Brady gets to watch Drake May's first start,
firsthand. Oh, yeah. Blood flow down there.
Stuff writes itself.
Yep, very much so. It's one of those two. I'm with you. It's five or six.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.